I want to just share with you an interesting story. I think you might find it interesting in particular, which gives us a lot of something to think about. The story goes like this. There was a few weeks ago, apparently, when it started getting more wintry. I don't know if it's 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks, recently, there was a kvur taking place in Eretz Yisrael. I believe it was in Har HaMenuchos, in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, the big base. So there was a burial taking place, the kvur taking place, and it was Friday, it was late Friday, and it was getting closer to Shabbos, and they were burying this old yid in the Beis HaChaim, and they were burying him, and suddenly as they're about to bury, they suddenly realizing, you know, the way it works in Yerushalayim Dominic is that close families don't attend the funeral, don't attend in Etzel. In Yerushalayim Dominic is that very close relatives don't attend the kvura. So, pardon? So, okay, whatever. So that was the minig of that particular. So as they were about to put the nifta, so they realized, one thing, there's a mistake over here, because they see the plot, and they notice that next to it is a woman. And the minig is, of course, so it was really meant to be his wife's, as opposed to his own, and it, well, next to it, you can't bury him. What you need to do is Friday afternoon, it's close to Shabbos, you can't bury him there, you can't take him back home, you can't tell him to, like, hold on. And the mitzvah, you know, you have to burn. So any ever experienced any kind of that? Close to that. Yeah, let's hear.
It's my family saying that you've dug the wrong grave when they get there.
Really?
Before the mace arrives.
Really, it's close enough. Yeah, that's close enough.
I've been there and
I
put them in the wrong grave.
Really? Wow. Okay, so that's quite. So here. So that's so. So the story goes. What happened? And I read. So they didn't know what to do. Now the Chevek Kedisha, they didn't know what to do. They were completely stuck. And especially the ones who actually the.
How long does it take to take another one from scratch? An hour.
The problem was that the digger with the Arab with the. It was, you know, they'd gone. They'd been paid for the hour and they'd gone, yeah?
Couldn't they bury and then rebury?
Right. So what they did is that, I'll tell you what they did. Chevek Kedisha was standing there and they said, we don't know what to do. So they said, okay, there's no two ways about it. We've got to deal with it. They literally pulled up their sleeves and said, let's get on with it. And the Chevek Kedisha was digging and it takes quite, but they managed to just do the minimum amount and just before Shabbos, they managed to bury him, and they walked home Shabbos, whatever. It was like really touch and go. Okay, that was it. So as they go, they go to the family, and they relate to the family, which I want to tell you, I want to be honest, transparent, that's what happened. Chevek Kedisha being, you know, I want to just tell you that this, by mistake, and what we did was X, Y, and Z. And the family members, suddenly the sons, they say, Can't believe it. They say, why? What's the story? I just can't believe it. So what? I'll tell you. Our father, who was Nifta, a few months ago, he was, you know, quite an elderly gentleman. And quite a few months ago, he said he really, really would love, one of these things, he really feels that he's getting closer to his, he can feel that he's getting weaker and old and everything, and he can feel that, he really feels important that the whole kvura from beginning to end should be done by Yidden. He feels that it's not good enough that the whole thing should be done by Yidden. Even the undertaker, the everything should be done by Yidden. And he said he really meant a lot to him. So he contacted the Chevek Kedisha and he said, listen, can we please have even for extra charge? When I go, I want the whole thing to be done. And they said, it's not realistic. You know, this is like, you know, this is very, I can't say commercialized, especially in Etzel, but what's the word? It's very. Pardon?
Monetized.
What's that?
When something, because it happens quite a lot, it's
systemized.
It becomes
it's like systems in place, and you can't now put in a system when, you know, we're going to do. It's not possible. The system's in place. We've been, there's, you know, it's a very big kehillah. There's a lot of yidden, and there's a lot of, we just can't help. I'll pay you. He said, no, we can't help you. And he was devastated about this. And he told the children, I wish I could, and they heard. And then he was quiet about it. But they noticed that he was saying an extra capital to him every single day. An extra capital to him, that is a, everybody had given up on it, but of course, that's when it happened. That was that incredible situation that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mesavvev of everything and showed that it would happen. Oh, yeah, yeah, he goes in line with that, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
What is the minhag in Israel? Does everyone keep that minhag in Israel?
You have to ask the expert who is professionally involved in this.
I seem to remember going to one.
There is, I don't know if it's a universally accepted minhag, but it is a widely accepted minhag.
I know you're saying women don't go to.
Yeah, women for sure. Women for sure don't go, yeah. Yeah, so there is. Pardon? It could be that it's not universally accepted, and it depends, maybe perhaps some minhag families, I'm not sure. Women for sure, but that's not only the kvur. Yeah. Yeah. So, pardon? Oh, really? Okay, so this is the story which I want to share with you today. We're going to learn a little bit, and then we're looking forward to a Dvar Torah shortly. Fine. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael, we're up to Simon Ches, and we learned yesterday the Tzaddik Yafrit Tzitzios of Tomid, the importance of separating the tzitzis, and now we're going to be learning Sif Yud, which tells us the following interesting halacha. There's actually an important chiddush here. Im loivesh talis kotten ba'oid she'en yodav nekiyos. If a person puts on the talis kotten ba'oid whilst she'en yodav nekiyos, whilst his hands are not clean. Okay, so you want to put on tzitzis whilst your hands are unclean. So you'll b'shen, you should put it on b'loi bracha, without putting on bracha. So this is now a situation that he wants to put on a tzitzis. We've spoken about the idea, you're going to put on your tzitzis ASAP, but his hands are not clean. So, what do you do? So the answer is, you can still put on a tzitzis without reciting the bracha yet. He says talis kotten at this stage. Yeah. V'kshalit al yodav, when you wash your hands, then let you wash your hands. K'shalit al yodav, yimashmesh betzitzis, you should then touch, feel, sense the tzitzis, v'yivoyich lov, and make the bracha then. So we're now learning a very important yesod. You may recite the bracha after having worn the tzitzis for a little while. Chiddush number one. So it's not only by the putting on action that you can say the bracha. You can in fact also recite the bracha at a later stage. There's other mitzvahs that once you've done it, and that's it. You cannot say the bracha anymore. Here we're learning, no, it's okay. You can't still recite the bracha at the later stage. Point number one. The second chiddush is what it says: Yimashmish betzitzis b'voyich lov, that you should feel the tzitzis at that stage. Why? Why? You're wearing the tzitzis.
You have to make a special connection.
Special connection. Is it to
do with
making it appear a bit more over that?
Yeah. So the answer is, I believe. We mentioned it previously, and Mishnah Berurah points that if Chav Gimel, I'm going to say those words. The bazei choshev ktsas, with this, by touching and feeling the tzitzis, it feels a little bit as if you're actually putting it on. Then we have mentioned it, I believe, one of the first couple of shiurim l'chassidus we've learned that besides the mitzvah, which is a continuous mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, there is also a mitzvah of the act of putting it on. That's a mitzvah as well. So this mitzvah of putting on, in this case, he's done it already. But at the very least, you can do something close enough to putting it on, which is the feeling and the sensing of the tzitzis. So the bracha normally we say on putting it on. Here, put it on already. But on just wearing it itself, we don't like to make the bracha on that. So do something else additional, and that will be the feeling of the tzitzis.
Isn't there a thing like, if you have like on the really short days in January, in the morning, if you have a very early morning minyan, you put the towels and spin it on, and then
yeah,
baruch you can lift up
Yeah, that's the same idea as that. Well, what you remind me is what he carries on. Oi, kshayilbash talis acher, alternatively, what he can do, and that's pretty much what we all do. When you put another talis on, which we call the talis gadol, acher yivoy cholov, you make the bocha then, v'ichav elipto, you intend to pata, at that stage, gamezeh usudes, ve'in tzorech lemashmesh betzitzioiz, and if you do that, you wouldn't have to feel the tzitzis, shalrish of the former. So we're learning, Rabbi said, it's important to understand this, that really you can make a bracha even once the tzitzis is on you. It's really important to realize that. So if you forget once, for whatever the reason is, you forget, you made a mistake, or it was too early in the deep winter, it was too early to make the bracha, and you're wearing the tzitzis already, or you're wearing the talus already, you can make the bracha at a later stage. Point number one, that's the key element that we've got to take out from the Shulchan Aruch. Point number two is, better if you can, to be mashmish betzitzis, to feel the tzitzis, because that's sort of helps a little bit. It's as if you may. It depends on the circumstance. If you're not meant to delay putting on the talus cotton, you're not meant to delay it. So you're talking about a scenario that he doesn't have clean hands. Yeah.
Sometimes what happens to me when I wake up late in the morning, I usually say brachos in the hour.
Yeah.
But when I wake up late, I haven't got time to do it. So I put the talis without bracha because I didn't make it the brachos before.
Yeah.
I put the talis, go to the shul, take it off, because I can't carry it. Make the brachos.
Yeah.
I put the talis back.
Yeah, you could do that as well. That's what he said. That you could really, you could also alternatively, that's what you all do. We put on the tzitzis without bracha. And later on, we put on a talus, and when we make the bracha on the talus, we also have intention of part of the tzitzis, which is fine as well. So that's what he says.
Is the same true by tefillin?
Yes, so tefillin is a discussion on its own because it's definitely comparable. Yeah. Now the Mishnah of Kodesh Chavdalet tells us v'chav lipto et v'hachi nog b'zmaneinu levoich al talus gadol. Our minhag is nowadays to make a bracha on the talus gadol, but the chavanim to have that talus gadol, we have the intention of part with this the tzitzis. Vehochi, and this odif tfei is better. Memashenoya gineza anoshim, that's better than what some people do. Shemavochin the talus gadol, make a bracha on the talus gadol on the tzitzis. Veteichav, and straight away afterwards, mevochin they make a bracha al talus gadol. He says it's not right to make two brachas. In other words, you put on the tzitzis, you make a bracha then. Half an hour later, you're in shul, you're going to put on the talus, make a bracha on the talus. That's wrong. Why is it wrong? Two brachas on one mitzvah. It's a bracha she'eino tzricha. Make sense? You don't make two brachas in one mitzvah. Although it's, you're doing two actions, two godim, two tzitzis, but it's still one mitzvah, and you can't make two brachas in one mitzvah. That makes sense?
Although you could say, if I didn't talus gadol later in a different place, I'm only putting my talus gadol in shul, but I'm putting this on
the
Yeah.
We make two brachas in tefillin.
Yeah, that's the discussion. Why? Could be two mitzvahs, and that itself we didn't have to bruch shem. So, yeah.
You're saying you shouldn't say both.
Correct. That's exactly what the Mishnah was teaching us over here. We're going to get to that at a later stage as well. You do not make two brachas. And it sounds like what the Shlomo Zalman is medayek here is that, I think you pointed it out very correctly, what happens if there's a long gap? Would that make a difference, yes or no? Say, you are waking up at 6, and let's say it's the summer, yeah, so you can make a bracha, and you're only davening at 10. Yeah, there are people there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what would you do? Would that make a difference? Would you then make two brachas, yes or no?
I was also saying there's a long gap between Ben and the Sith. I think it even says it in the Siddur.
It's a long gap.
I think it says there's a long gap. You say bracha on the sis, and then when you get through, you say bracha on the talus.
Okay. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman learns in Mishnah Berurah not so. Even if there's a substantial gap, you will not at any time make two brachas.
What do you do, Rabbi?
Pardon?
So what could you say then? Do you say just on the sis?
No.
So you don't say a bracha on the
Correct. Only on the talus. Only later on the talus. On the tzitzis only. The point being, one bracha and one bracha only.
Isn't that why the bracha's a different?
You're wearing a talus, you don't do the bracha on the tzitzis, but later on the talus, even if you've got the tzitzis on.
Correct. The point is, you only make one bracha, because otherwise you'd be bracha shein tzicha.
You should make on the tzitzis, and then that should be made to the talus kodesh.
Pardon?
You shouldn't really make, logically you should make it on the talus.
Yeah, logically yes. Logically, yes. Logically, yes. But the mice, yeah. But, yeah. So it's a, yeah. But I suppose the reason, it's a good question. So the question being asked is, why do we make a bracha on the talus gadol as opposed to the talus katan, which we put on first? It's a good question, right? Yeah, so I think that the main answer is because of, based on what we learned previously. We do a much better ituf when it comes to talus gadol, and the kiyum of the mitzvah is much, much more beautiful. We do much more of a nicer kiyum of the mitzvah with the talus gadol. So, whilst of course you make the mitzvah talus gadol as well, but you want to make the bracha on the nicest.
We just said that two mitzvahs.
Rabbi,
so it would be perfect. Rabbi, if you are mitzvah,
and right, and
one mitzvah, and it's happy.
No, so we're saying that really it is one mitzvah, and that's why it's one bracha. It is one mitzvah.
If you forgot that you were going to put a talus on later and you made the bracha on the tzitzis, do you then make a second bracha for the evid on the talus, or do you not?
Again, I didn't hear.
Let's say one day you forget you're going to wear a talus in a short, and you say you're mitzvah on the tzitzis and then made the bracha on it. Would you subsequently not make a second bracha?
You would not. Okay. You would not.
So that's a riot, that one, they both can wear to each other.
Yes, correct. Correct. Correct.
So that's a long gap.
Yeah. So Reb Shlomo Zalman is fine with it. He says because you know in the morning at the end of the day, mincha time, you are going to put on a talus gadol, and that's when you're going to make the bracha. Okay, Rabbi said it's more on this mit shemon. Yeah. Yeah, generally speaking, you're right. We do. But here we have an instance that it's worth delaying because the fulfillment of the mitzvah is going to be better with the talus gadol. Rabbi said, to summarize, we spoke about the concept that a person can make the bracha later on as well, not immediately when putting it on. It's a good idea to be mashmash betzitzis, and we also spoke about by putting on the talus gadol later, you can be moitzi the talus cotton, which you have put on earlier.